Welcome to Shenanigans. This is Aisha.
Hello, hello, it's Bria.
Hi, it's Brittany.
Hey, y'all, it's Jenny.
Hey, hey, it's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be, featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to Shenanigans. Hopefully you listened to last week's episode. It was a pretty testy one. We talked about Shea Moisture and supporting Black businesses and maybe some reasons why the Black community doesn't support them. We played a Brie game that was based around Skittles, so you'll have to go check that one out. We talked about some interesting iTunes comments and some negative feedback we got back, so whatever. We talked about that. Jennifer, we talked about...
Trouble child.
Oh gosh. Brittany gave us some tips on healthy snacks. Jen, she talked about, what you talk about, Jen?
She don't even remember.
Beauty lessons that you need to
get in the 20s. Beauty lessons from your 20s. Yes, she talked about that. Tyra went in.
Yes, she did.
Y'all gotta go back and listen to that one. We talked about fuck boys at their finest. So definitely go back and hear that. And then for the Woosah segment, we talked about spring cleaning your life. So definitely an episode worth listening to. So go check that one out. But we're gonna dive into this week's episode with Tyra.
All right, so we got some Twitter comments for our He Said, She Said segment. You know, we be really popping on Twitter. People really be talking to us. And I love it. So.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Where's Chris when you need him?
Breezy singing
not Chris,
Breezy.
Not Chris. I think it's that Chris Brown concert.
Breezy singing Breezy. So Peanut Man 87, you know, I feel like I should just dedicate this whole Twitter comment section to him because he's always tweeting us. And you know, Peanut Man 87.
Oh, yeah, he's cool.
Is he cute?
You know, I'll show you his picture, girl. I'll show you his picture a little later. He was talking about the Token Black episode, and he was saying that he was one of two Black kids in cross country in high school his first year, and he felt really uncomfortable, but he became the captain his junior and senior year. And he also said that the people who are racist and don't even know it are so triggering. Yeah, those sucks. Shout out to Renee Larson Inslee. She tweeted us and she said, love supporting my friends on the Shenanigans pod, check them out. The John Effect said that his new favorite is the Token Black. That is a really good episode. If you haven't listened to it, you should go check it out. Shout out to Joy Gillespie. She said she is sick and tired of her supervisor asking her what government cheese looks like. Oh. Yeah, I feel like.
Wait, what?
Mm.
Her supervisor?
Yes. Asking her what government cheese looks like. Yeah.
What government?
Like, how does he assume that you know what it looks like?
That you even know what it looks like. I've never even had a... Right.
No.
Never had to use food stamps in my life.
She also said, why is the Shenanigans Pot intro song so lit? LOL, start twerking, hashtag tripod. And we twerk to this intro every time. I remember we were picking it out and we were just playing around listening to different beats, and we played it and me and Aisha was jamming.
This is it, it's lit.
She also said her whole office was listening to it after lunch. I think that's so dope that her office is listening to Shenanigans. And then shout out again to @peanutman87. He had a couple of things to say about one of our most recent episodes. He played One Gotta Go With Us. So for his sweets, the red velvet sweet potato pie, banana pudding, and peach cobbler, he said buy red velvet.
Oh,
I know.
No.
I'm going to have to disown him.
Right.
And for the movies, Boys in the Hood, Friday, Love and Basketball Coming to America, he said buy Love and Basketball.
What?
I know.
Mr. Pina, you're not my man no more.
Jenny might be mad at him because he tweeted, in quotations, flat urn.
How did I miss these?
Do I really say
that? Yes, it does.
I mean, I guess I've been sending it.
Yes.
A long time. I don't even notice.
One more time. Say it right now. Say it in my.
Flat iron.
No, no. Because
she's thinking about it. You got to catch her in the act.
He said it's hard to eat healthy when things. When you're out, because a lot of restaurant menus don't cater to that. And then he also commented about code switching that we talked about a couple episodes ago and said code switching has helped me from being fired before. And that is for real.
I know,
like,
that's right.
You just, it's all about discipline. It's not really code switching sometimes.
Right.
It is really about self-control. So shout out to everybody that tweets us. Keep tweeting us. We love reading the comments. You can at us at @shenanigans_pod. You can hashtag #shenaniganspod. Keep writing us on SoundCloud. If you listen on SoundCloud, we still love those comments a lot. Rate us on iTunes. You can email us, you know, let us know what you think. And also shout out to my friend Tasha. She was happy that I shouted out Crown Keepers Inc. And you know, let us know different events that y'all have, because we definitely would like to come and support. So yeah.
Well, thanks, Tyra. Now we're going to head into the Bree game.
She over here stealing my hair tie off my arm. Hi, ladies.
Hey, hey.
Hey, it's Tyra. Tyra's over here doing the most now because someone done told her she had a sexy voice.
Actually, it was a couple people.
Oh.
That
so
I
now
had a
she's
sexy
over
voice.
Here loving herself in this mic.
You know.
Today's Bree game. Let's get to it. Is called Two Truths and a Lie. I think we've all played it before, right? No? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Aisha over here like, no, she don't want to play because she don't know how to lie well, but it's fine. So it's really fun. You have to write down two truths and a lie. Then the rest of the group has to guess which one is the lie. So I guess I will start since it seems like everyone else isn't ready.
I'm ready.
Oh,
ready.
No, but I'm ready.
I'm ready, though.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So mine are... I haven't had a boyfriend in almost 2 years. My dream car is an Audi A8. And I am secretly afraid of airplanes. And no lie, pray before we take off every time.
I think the first one.
I think the last one.
The airplanes?
Yeah, I think the airplanes.
Y'all are all wrong. I am terrified of airplanes, low key, especially after this woman low key died next to me being pregnant.
What?
It was scary. Yeah, different story for a different day.
Oh my gosh.
So I really haven't had a boyfriend in almost 2 years. I mean, I've had situationships, but you know,
Okay. No
titles. It's fine. And my dream car is actually a Mercedes G-Wagon.
Ooh, you get on my nerves.
See, the only reason why I didn't say that is because you were talking about...
Right.
She was talking about an Audi yesterday, but you did say G-Wagon. You did say that too. So, okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Gotta guess it.
Brittany, you next.
Yeah, I'll go next. Okay. Mine are pretty simple, nothing crazy, but... I've totaled 3 cars. I have been to 7 concerts, and I have 5 tattoos.
I feel like it's the concerts.
I think it's the first one.
I think it's the cars.
That's the first one.
Oh, I think it's the concerts.
It's the concerts.
I should have guessed that.
I've been to like 5 or 6, I think.
I was going to say 7.
I know. No. But yes, y'all, I have totaled 3 cars. And I'm embarrassed. Because 2 of them were my fault.
Oh, no, baby. What are you doing?
You ain't driving my car.
Oh, no, baby.
I was young. I was a teenager. Don't do me.
I totaled 1, though, too. So I can't.
Yeah,
you.
I hit stationary objects, and my car was the only, and my car was the only one that got messed up in both cases. The last one, of course, wasn't my fault, but I totaled it too. It got totaled. But yes, I hit a pole when I was 16. Don't even ask me how, because I still don't know it to this day how I hit that fucking pole. And then, the second one, I ran into the back of somebody, and it messed my car up, but their car was fine.
Yeah. All right.
But I promise you, I'm a good driver now.
I hope so, for Casey's sake.
Oh, God. I'm a little nervous. I was young.
I can go. I'm ready.
Good.
Okay, the first one, I have never been to Vegas.
Ooh.
The second one is I sang the national anthem in front of a super high profile celebrity.
Ooh.
And the third one is I can play the acoustic guitar.
Ooh. You've been to Vegas, right?
I say the third one.
Is it the second one? I feel like I saw you coming in the car one day.
I feel like it's the Vegas one. I feel like she's been there.
Come on. And you should know. You stumped, huh? Stumped.
I don't know. I want to say it's the guitar, too. I'm trying to remember. No, because Tyra goes a lot of places, and sometimes it's a blur. Right. It's a blur of fun and partying and drinks, and it can be Vegas. But maybe she hasn't been to Vegas.
What'd you think?
I said the last one.
Brittany's right. I don't know how to play the guitar.
I was like, maybe she knows how to play. I
actually have never been to Vegas. I don't know why I've never been. I don't really have a reason.
We gotta go.
But yeah, somebody take me. I sang the national anthem in front of Michael Jordan when I was in high school. I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was on ESPN2. It was a little
that's
lit.
Cool.
I didn't like meet him personally, but he was there.
But that's okay. He was in the same room. But he heard you.
Yeah, I can't play the guitar, and you know, in my mind, I always say that India Irie didn't learn until she was in her 20s. So that means that I need to go. And I feel like every year my daddy, because he sings too, he actually can play the guitar. He always says that we're going to take lessons together. And we also damn near have the same birthday. I know it's very weird. But every year he's like, oh, for your birthday, I'm going to get you guitar lessons. Y'all, for like the past 5 years.
Oh.
I'm about to hold him to this, damn it, for our 2017 birthday.
Yep.
So I can learn how to play. Yeah, his birthday's the day before mine.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's my mom's birthday.
The 27th.
Turn up.
Jen, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay. I didn't write mine down. It's all up in my head.
Oh, no.
I got them. Okay, so I've been to the Dominican Republic before. I've been to 2 Drake concerts, and I have 2 tattoos.
Dominican Republic. Didn't she just say she hadn't been to a beach?
No, she didn't really say that.
Oh.
I feel like it's the Drake concerts. I feel like you've been to more than 2.
How many has he even had here? I know he's had a couple that I know that I remember, but
I know she went to one when he was here. I know she tried
to Chicago too.
Yeah.
She has tattoos.
Look at me, I'm trying to scan her.
She has tattoos. I'll say the Drake one.
I say the Dominican Republic.
What is it? I've only been to 1 Drake concert.
Oh! I just knew you and Aisha have been to every single concert.
I was like, oh, she's about how Drake fan she is.
Drake.
I just knew.
You
haven't seen Drake yet. When I wanted to see him when he came here, he canceled that.
Yeah, he did.
One time when I was going to go.
Oh, I didn't know that you went to the DR. Did you like it?
Well, I went for a study abroad trip.
Oh, okay. So that's cool. That's because you did say you've been places, but you haven't really been able to vacation.
Yeah, so
okay.
Really, like, get a chance to, like,
gotcha.
Vacate.
Okay.
It's on me.
Yeah, girl.
I rewrote these like 4 times. Okay. So I have 8 tattoos. I met Michael Jackson when he came to Gary, because y'all know I'm from Gary, Indiana, y'all. And I got in trouble as a kid for stealing.
It's probably a tattoo. You probably got like 10 or 6.
I know she got a bunch.
Right.
Oh.
I think it's a tattoo. Now, Tyra don't
say it's tattoos.
I'm stressed. y'all
both are stressed about each other.
The pressure is on.
I'm going to say the last one. The stealing one. And you get in trouble for stealing.
I think she
was
like,
she was
a bad kid.
I know. She probably was bad as hell. She was bad.
She was like, you were.
I feel like we all had those.
I know.
Like a sweet bad one.
I definitely had a little mystery.
I feel like, oh, Jesus. Oh. Because I feel like, if you met Michael Jackson, why you tell me? Like, I should know
but
this.
I feel like she said that she met them before or something.
I don't think she's ever told
Well, maybe not
me.
Met them. I don't know.
Right. Everybody goes and visits their first house.
I don't think she's ever told me she met Michael Jackson. I'm going to be pretty pissed if that's what it is. But she also never told me that she stole. Like,
I don't even know you.
Girl, who are you? Who are you? I think I'm going to go with the stealing.
Okay, y'all ready? I didn't get to meet Michael Jackson.
Oh, I knew it.
The one time he came to Gary,
my mom
asked me if I wanted to go, and I had a test at school I didn't want to miss. And that ended up being his last trip.
You so a good one. I'd have at the whole school. Listen, I ain't going to school today. I'm gone.
Everybody saw me, except me. Same thing happened when Obama, when he was on his campaign trail, tripping. He came to Gary. He came to high school. I didn't see him then.
Dang, Aisha.
Obama was everywhere.
He tried it.
He came
because Chicago's
everywhere.
Right next to Gary, so you're trying it right now.
That's what I'm saying. He only got to go to Chicago. He don't got to go to Gary.
No, he did.
Ooh,
so you're trying it.
Dang.
You're about
see,
to get
I
should have
went with my gut. It was Michael Jackson.
I do have 8 tattoos. Yeah, the one on my thigh is really like 3 or 4. I have one on my foot. I have one on my side. I have one on my shoulder. I have one on my back. I have 8 tattoos. And then I got in trouble for stealing some gum when I was a kid. My mom, she used to be one of them black parents, be like, nah, you can't have that just for no reason. Like, it was a dollar.
Oh, so you stole it on purpose.
A girl came out smacking on this damn gum.
Ooh.
My mom was like, what is that in your mouth? And I picked the gum that turned your mouth blue.
And she wouldn't even think.
She's like, I didn't give you that. Oh, I got my ass towed up. And I still kept doing it.
Oh my gosh.
That's kind of smart though. Ain't nobody gonna see no missing gum.
Nah, you right.
Well, thanks, ladies, for playing today's Brie game. Short and sweet.
It was fun. Learn some things.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we're going to move into this week's hot topic. And it's probably going to trigger some of us.
Oh, come on, man.
We ain't look. We got top of this today.
So today we're going to talk about situationships.
Yeah, she had to go there today, didn't she? She had to go there today.
Been super. See, no.
You know, we all have been there. We've all gotten into them, whether it was we knew it, we didn't know it. It just ended up being that. So I kind of wanted to talk about how can we identify the characteristics of being in a situationship. So let's start with that first. How do you know you're in a situationship instead of a real relationship?
Y'all don't go to a lot of places in public.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I wasn't gonna say that.
I wasn't either, but oh shit.
Damn. He hiding you, huh?
Definitely lack of commitment, lack of defining the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, not a lot of certainty in what y'all are, you know, together.
I agree, that was gonna be mine.
A lot of, you know you cool, boo.
You know you my boo.
Stand. You know where you stand.
You know you my bae.
I mean, Tyra laid them all out, I think.
I felt like she dang near did.
With listen, the fuck, at least with
the fuck boys. Yeah.
I mean, those are some good points.
Very solid points, all of them.
I think if y'all don't know each other's friends or family.
That's a good one.
If you can't say, oh, well, that's so-and-so's friend or they've met them before. Mm-hmm.
But is there a time limit on that? Like, meet people, families. Like,
I don't know. I mean, no. Not necessarily. I mean, I guess whenever you think it's right, but I mean, if you if you don't even know the parents' name, if they don't even talk about their family, you don't even know they got siblings.
Yeah, if they don't ever talk about their family. Yeah, that's.
See, but that's the hard part, because a lot of situationships, you end up meeting the family, you go out, you party together, yeah. You be friends with the whole group.
I've been in one of them.
Yeah, I've been all the time. You be at the Thanksgivings.
If I'm at a Thanksgiving, we go together.
We're spending holidays together.
Yeah, I'm at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we kissing that New Year's, nigga. Where the ring at?
Like, travel to your step show for a night.
I definitely think that would disappoint me the most.
Yes, because
they travel to your step shows, Bria, bringing flowers and shit.
The second you get in the car to drive hours away just to turn around and go back.
Yeah, you think that's serious, don't you?
That's what these
relationships, girls,
don't let it fool you. Don't let it. Because, boy, we've all been
there. Yeah, ultimately, if like you want a title and they're not giving it to you, it's a situationship.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah.
Even if they're avoiding it, it's one thing if you're trying to learn, get to know the person, but at the same time, if you are avoiding it, you don't want to talk about relationships, if you say I don't want a relationship, you know, those types of things, I feel like even then it's going to turn into a situationship.
Or the I really don't want to rush it, and then 6 months later, I really don't want to rush it. Like, yeah, you know, that might be a situationship. Because there's no type of progression.
Mm-hmm.
Even like you said, even in a form of just simple conversation. Just let me know where you are or why you don't want to rush it. Because dudes, you know, they have those commitment issues and they have them for a reason. Mm. Or maybe you not what he really want, and you're that time feeler. You know, we had those time fillers. I really don't want you, but you cool to hang out with.
Right. Yep.
Get some of them.
And that's how we ruin good men. Because I think all men were fucked over originally because they were a time filler. So I really think all these fuck boys stem from some girl making him upset. No, but really, we were talking about this. I really think situationships just confuse me because they're so adamant about not giving you a title, but that whole year you're in a situationship, you're quote unquote loyal with one another. So you might as well have had a title, because regardless, you have to have that closure discussion at the end of the year, 6 months, however long you were talking. So what's the difference of breaking up the boyfriend and girlfriend title versus just saying, okay, we're not doing the situation? Like, I think it's stupid. And if you're doing everything together, y'all together. Like, are you not? Like, I don't know.
So why do we deal with these then? Like, if we know what it looks like and, you know, deep down know what it really is, why do we keep getting in these situationships? Like, do we care?
That's why I said it.
Denial.
We're Obama now. Denial. I'm giving you hope.
We're about to get somewhere. We're hoping that...
Oh, it's that potential thing again.
Potential.
We fall in love with the potential.
But it's not there. Like, they don't have it. We just think that they do, and I don't know why.
They think they'll get to a point where they will.
Yes. And they don't.
Well,
like, they don't.
Someone told me that women are fixers. So we like the challenge of wanting to
be somebody.
I mean,
that's why we were put on this earth. If you want to go back to Adam and Eve, was to be the helpmate, to help.
Exactly.
So it's in our innate.
It's a natural.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want no project, though. That's another.
That's right.
That's a constructive one.
That's another story for another day.
I also think that sometimes we as women, like, we talked about checklists before. And like, oh, well, he has a real good job. He has his own place.
Nigga traveling out the country.
He be traveling.
No
kids.
Or if he
got kids, like, you know, I don't really have to deal with it if I don't want to. Like, it's a separate situation maybe. Or the mom's cool. And like, so he checks off all these other things. But at the same time, you know, y'all ain't together.
Yep.
So maybe some other females is in his inboxes too, because they
with
feel the
same checklist.
Way.
That's
same
right.
Checklist.
Yep.
That's right.
So it's like, I feel like sometimes we hold on to these situationships because we think we got a catch.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the catch ain't got us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
don't know.
And on the most simple level, we like how it feels, and not the situationship itself, but just that somebody's around, somebody's giving us attention, you know, because it just feels good. Yeah, like, you know, somebody flirting with you a little bit, somebody want to hang with you sometimes. Like, you're going to crave that affection, you know, you're going to crave and want to be around that person. So I think that's how we get caught up in them, or we try not to look like the quote unquote crazy girl by not bringing up a commitment. We want to look like we're cool, you know, like we're sane, we can go with the flow, and then the flow just be going downhill from there. Like, there is no flow. So
and on the flip side, I think some people like situationships. I think they're fearful of commitment. They're fearful of getting hurt.
Without a doubt.
So they like, that's why I also think people oftentimes go after married men, because they know they aren't going to actually have that commitment to deal with. So they like the situationship. They like that they can drop the ball whenever they
want. I used to say
What you say? No, let me say,
because I'd be ready to throw them hands.
No. There's another thigh bucket. Literally since then. So this chick and Nick's, let me not be specific, this chick, Nick, I'm gonna have to say at work, so at work, this chick was like, oh, so-and-so was trying to get something from you or whatever. They communicate via phones a lot. He has one of those jobs where they do that. So she's like, let me get your number so that he needs your number so that he can text you with the information. I'll just give it to him because I'm going over there. He's like, oh, okay, whatever. Gives the number. So she comes back. He's like, hey, what happened to so-and-so? You know, I never got that. And she was like, oh, he left, but that's okay. At least I got your number out the situation, though.
What?
When I tell you my ass will be in the parking lot. You know, he used to have this saying at work where he'd be like, you know, my wife crazy, she from Gary. And I gave him permission to say that because I want you to understand that while I'm very nice, I will drag you.
You should know that he's married.
Oh, they all know he's married.
You know. You know. Everybody knows Nick is married.
On your finger. Girls will comment. The same girls that will comment on his ring at work will also comment on him. And you know,
see, if I ever get married,
you know what, the Lord know not to put me in no situations like that.
I'm pretty sure it's some people checking your husband.
And he'd tell me, he'd be like, you know, he said it's really interesting because it's not really people, women my age, it's older women.
Oh, I can
looking
see that.
At me. And I said, they can get their old asses whooped too. I don't care.
Yeah, old asses.
Get all of whooped. It's usually like younger 20s. It used to be younger 20s that he'd be talking about. They'd be kind of flirting with him, and then people like in their 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, because I know, because the people our age know better because I fuck all of them up.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like, it's crazy. It's like married men. That ring attracts women.
It attracts women.
I don't get it, and I don't understand it. Because I feel like I don't even get that same effect with the ring on my finger.
Oh,
with
I
men.
Do sometimes.
I haven't really experienced anything here lately.
Yeah.
But I just feel like with men, it's different.
Not so much.
I feel
here,
like it's different.
Maybe like when we travel, like we went to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, he don't care if people buy me drinks. He really don't care if I dance with people, but I don't personally like that.
Right.
But so I'm like, well, you know, you can buy me drinks too.
Yeah.
But some dudes be like, oh, well, your husband not here.
You know what? I take that back. Because when I was in Atlanta, that did happen to me. I wasn't married. I wasn't married yet, but I had a ring on my finger.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah. I just don't really did that. I experienced
it's a mixture
here.
Either. They don't have to commit to you because they're married, or they're more attractive because they are married, and obviously they can commit.
Yeah,
so.
But he's not going to commit to you. He's already committed.
Exactly, but they don't.
Cheats on his wife to you be stupid. With you.
Hello.
You know, he's going to cheat on you.
You know that mean.
Think about it.
Now they just don't.
Everybody want to be married. That's the problem. And so if they see a man that's married, oh my God, that's like,
it's like a
trophy. So it's like women just want to be married, and it's like they don't really care.
Or it's the fixation that, oh, that's his problem. It's not my problem.
Right.
He's the one that's committed.
He pulled me.
Like, he should have, you know, she was doing what she was supposed to do.
Then he wouldn't have to come
Who
to
Who problem's
me.
Gonna be when I'm giving you, you know,
the business. These hands. These empowered. Committed hand is what you gonna get. Don't be stepping to nobody's significant other. Like, what you
drag them. I'm like, boy, you tell me about one more thought up there.
I'm bringing it. I'm coming up there with no warning.
Some random ass lunches.
Right. Like, I'm coming up there, no warning. Hey, babe, I brought you this lunch.
And it's about to be summertime. Don't catch me.
That's
where. Well, people are crazy, though. They don't be caring.
So do we think that situationships are bad? Are these things situations that we should be trying to get ourselves out of? Or do we all just go through these stages where it just happened?
I think it's just, oh, go ahead.
No, I think it depends. I mean, because I've been in situationships where I chose to be in it just because I wasn't quite ready for a relationship and we were both on the same page. So I think if you both have an understanding and you both agree like what y'all doing and y'all okay with it, then that's cool. But I think it's different if you're thinking that, you know, oh, well, this is going to result in a relationship, but he don't tell you that it's not, but he's kind of just playing a game. And that's just messed up and it shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, that's what I was really pretty much going to say. I mean, it's unfortunate when you aren't, when you're not obviously aware that that's what you're getting yourself into. So in those situations, that's when I feel like it's just something that we all experience. And sometimes we can't help it. I mean, we can't help that we got in that situation because, like, you know, unlike, you know, like Jenny's situation, they had a conversation up front about it and, you know, whatever. I mean, some people are mature enough to do that, but obviously there's more immature people out there that can't have that conversation. And then you end up in a situation, you know, unwillingly and not knowing about it.
Yeah, I think it's almost like how you all said, I think, a couple episodes ago about your man. If you can't be married to that man how he is at the time, then that's it.
Yep.
I mean, he might change and evolve with you, but if he doesn't, can you deal with that for the rest of your life? I think it's the same thing with the situationship. If this is what you're going into with the mindset, like, yeah, we're just kicking it for now, be okay to kick it for the whole time. It might not shift.
Don't try to change it.
It might not shift to a relationship, and that's where I get caught up. Sometimes I'm like, oh, we're just kicking it for now. We just friends for now, getting to know each other. And then I'm like, okay, but it's been a year. So right. We still
what
kicking
we
it.
What we doing?
So I got to be okay with still kicking it. That's what our ultimate initial discussion was.
True.
Yeah, I think that we can easily fall into that space of getting comfortable or thinking that it's going to change, and sometimes it won't. Like, sometimes that's not what he wants, and if that's the boundaries you've given him, is that y'all can keep having what you have, why would he want that to change? But I also feel like it has something to do, not to say that every person you date should be your boyfriend.
Of course.
Or end up being your boyfriend. But if you genuinely do want more, like, you can see those signs. And just don't ignore those, like, oh, well, it'll change. Or, oh, he'll change his mind. I can get him to change his mind. He shouldn't have to. Any dude that wants you will want you and will be with you if that's what you want.
I don't know if this is a good or bad thing. I don't know. But honestly, like, if I'm talking to somebody and I know that it's only going to be a situationship, like, I'm not gonna date somebody that I'm going to want to be in a relationship with and then just make a situationship, because I think that it's not going to – I mean, if he's okay with a situationship, then why would it change, just like you said? So I think if I'm going to, like, you know, date somebody and it's only going to be a situationship, I'm not going to expect more. And I know that it's somebody that I probably won't ever be with. And it's just like for right now.
That, or I even see that sometimes situationships end up being the ones where the dude will pop up and have his random ass girlfriend a few months later, or having a random ass fiance, and it's like, where'd that come from?
Or baby?
It's like, where did that come from? Well, it's always been there, but since y'all was in a situationship, it wasn't worth the it wasn't warranted a conversation. So if you don't want to be put in that situation too, you know, sometimes it helps to have those discussions and knowing those signs. Everybody's different when they're in relationships or dating. Everybody, you know, does different things. Sometimes they post on social, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they take you out, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's booty call hours and sometimes it's not, you know. So everyone's different, so it can be hard to distinguish that, but you can definitely feel the vibes from the situation. Yeah.
Anybody
else?
Y'all look a little stressed.
You just struck a whole nerve.
Talking about they be in a relationship. Because a man will tell you what they want, and they'll say, I'm not ready for a relationship, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, 2 months after y'all done, they in love, posted all over Facebook.
They didn't want
changing their status. They didn't want a relationship with you.
They just think,
got a girl pregnant with twins. That. Like, I'm confused. 2 months after, and they're so in love. That's when I'm just like, ooh, situationships are.
Love will be
Girl. My blood was boiling.
Well, I'm glad none of mine ended in that capacity, but that's rough. It's rough. I mean, people were just more mature and just
like,
spoke.
You can't commit to the boyfriend. Like, you can't commit to a boyfriend title, but you can commit to twins. I'm really confused. You can commit for the rest of your life to kids after 2 months. Y'all can tell I was bad.
It was. You was bad because you cut me all the way off. It's cool. Don't bring it. Get it out. You got to get it out.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't even know what I was about to finish saying. It's cool. I said what I said.
Well, you know, if you guys want to chime in to this hot topic, feel free to hit us up on Twitter at @shenanigans_pod or use #shenaniganspod. I've taken them all out.
Ball out the court.
Hit some nerves. So definitely if you're in a situationship or have ever been in one, let's talk about it. So yeah, join in, hot topic. Moving on to girl talk. With Tyra.
I've never been so quiet in a segment ever. Like,
I was like, I didn't know whether to wait on you.
No, y'all was saying everything that I was going to say. So there was no point in me repeating myself. Like, y'all had it covered. So this week with What's Love Got to Do with It, we are going to talk about something kind of heavy, but I feel like it should be something, you know, that we talk about. We're going to talk about...
Bria's worn out already. Well, I don't know how much more she can take.
Today.
I don't know how much more she can take.
I just ran a marathon. Like,
It's okay. Just hold on.
Hold on for a little longer.
We're going to talk about emotional abuse and the signs of a potential abuser. And I think that this is so important because it's one personal for me. And so I know if I experienced it, I know, of course, there are other people who have experienced it. We have had sister friends write to us before we started Dear Sister Friend Letter who talked about the same things that I experienced or the same things that are connected to emotional abuse. And I think because it is so elusive and it is completely subjective, it's not like, you know, physical abuse where you can clearly see signs on somebody's body. I think that people don't really realize that they're in it or that it's happening to them. So I just want to give you a few signs of it. Emotional abuse, first of all, occurs when the person in the relationship tries to like control information. They try to manipulate the other party. And yeah, it's usually just really strong emotional manipulation. So one of the first signs is seclusion and isolation from your friends and family. They don't really want you to do anything without them. They have an issue anytime you want to go see somebody else, anytime you want to hang with your friends, be anywhere that they cannot control that environment. The second one is jealousy. So they could be jealous of your friends again, your family, anything else that you have going on in your life that is not, you, if you can't give your full attention to them, they will most likely be jealous of it. The third one is controlling and feelings of suffocation from the victim. So again, they're still trying to control your moves and what you think and what you expose yourself to. They're like always trying to be around you, always trying to take up your time and your space. The fourth one, which is very unrecognizable, but acceleration. So the relationship advances abnormally quickly and possibly to feel like that psychological void of whatever's going on with them. But they will have you meet their family quick. They will try to commit to you quick. And that one's hard to see because, you know, like we were just talking about situationships. We want somebody to commit to us quick. But sometimes it's like, okay, I kind of don't really know you. Like, this is going at a scary fast rate. Like, and it's just hard because we want men to do that. We like, oh, yeah, he knows what he wants. And even I fell, you know, victim to that. But no, he was just crazy. The fifth one is hypersensitivity or extreme moodiness. So you feel like you're always walking on eggshells around this person because everything triggers them. Everything has like some type of extremely melodramatic emotional response to everything that they do. The sixth one is they have unrealistic expectations or constant disapproval. So the victim can never do anything right. Like the abuser is always blaming you for stuff. And even when they're in the wrong, somehow they turn it on you. It's just like really bad. And then the last one, of course, is threats. So they will threaten you a lot. And a lot of times, the more that you're in it, the more that they will, the threats will get worse, basically. So
I have a question.
Of course.
So is it a form of emotional abuse? If, like, I think you mentioned it on your last segment, if, like, a man always turns the issue on you, like, it makes it your fault, even though they were in the wrong. So, like, just in relationships in general.
I think it depends on what capacity. Yeah. I mean, in general, people are going to project. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to find a lot of people who are mature and who can handle criticism. I think that's just a general thing. But I think for the most part, emotional abuse comes with more than just blame shifting, I think. Yeah. Any other questions?
Feelings? No, I'm triggered. I'm just sitting over here.
Yeah.
For real.
That's a heavy topic.
Yeah, because when I was going through my situation, I thought that we were just going through a rough patch, mm-hmm. or because of my personality, I'm like, okay, you're going to be pissed that I'm going somewhere, but I'm still going to go. So, you know, because he had a real issue with me hanging with my guy friends, and I was like, I wasn't hanging with them solely. It was like a co-ed thing. And I'm like, well, come and meet them. You will see that they are no threat or whatever. He didn't want to do any of that. So I started to know that. And then it just kept getting worse. Like, I'm like, okay, this is not normal. Something's wrong. Like, something is very wrong.
I'm so sorry they had to go through that, because no one ever deserves to have to go through that.
Yeah.
And you're actually a very strong individual. So, like, the fact that you were even like, no, I'm still going to go out with my friend.
Yeah.
Like, how did you even do that? Like, and what were those types of repercussions? Yeah. You know, you feel, like, nervous to do that? And
I mean, it got to a point where I wouldn't even tell him that I was going somewhere because I knew. Mm-hmm. Or there would be times where I would tell him and I'm going to this place. Oh, is there going to be guys there? And I would be like, yeah. And he'd be like, okay, you know, because in his mind, he's like, okay, I'm trying to work on this. I'm trying to make it better. But I mean, there'd be times where I would go out and it would be just with my female friends. And I'd be like, you know, send him a picture. Like, you know, I'm looking cute. And he was like, oh, you looking cute for them other niggas that's going to be there.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, that's terrible. Like, so I don't know. Like, I never experienced or saw anything like it. Right. So I didn't know that that's what was happening. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can't hold me down for long. So I'm going to still do what I want to do. And
I know that's right. Shift, like, the way you dressed for him.
No, and he didn't care about how I dressed. It wasn't that. Because it was, I don't know. I think when we think of, like, domestic violence, we think of extremes. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get extreme yet. So he didn't really care about what I wore, but it was just about guys being around, or he always had an issue. So I always blow him off. You know how men blow us off when they think we're nagging? It was that type of thing. I didn't really feed into it until I'm like, okay, he's really insecure and this is really like a problem. So.
And it's always so interesting because they always say the victim blames themselves. Mm-hmm. Find that true? Like that the victim tries to make sure that they don't do anything to make them person mad.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I couldn't say a lot of stuff that would make him upset, but never in the process did I feel like it was my fault. I think I'm pretty sure I felt like some type of guilt about being with him, or why did I let it get to a point where it did get physical for me to realize that I should have left, but the crazy thing was right before it had got physical, we had an argument, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, this for real, like I have to get out, because he was upset that a fake page on Instagram liked my picture. Yes, it was, and I'm like, okay, this is not normal. I have to get out or whatever. And this was before, like, yeah, like I said, it got physical, but I don't know. I don't know. I try not to blame myself because I knew that it wasn't
definitely,
my fault.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting all into your business.
Girl, no. You know, I will share because other people need to hear it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I just want to know, are you ever fearful now? Like, after you're out of it, how do you feel on a day to day? Do you feel comfortable walking out of your house?
And... No, I'm still scared. Wow. I dream about him all the time. Aww. Like, I'm really trying not to cry, but I dream about him all the time. And sometimes I wish that I didn't. I haven't seen him or anything, but I know that right after it happened, I used to be afraid to go in my house, and I would check after the shower curtain under my bed because I'd be afraid that he broke into my house or something like that.
or that I would see him out somewhere. And now I'm not really afraid to go home, but I dream about him all the time, like him coming after me or me seeing him somewhere. And that's really the scary part. I think it doesn't really deter me from dating, because I know that there are people that aren't, that just was not normal. I think that's what the big thing was. That wasn't normal. But I don't think it really keeps me from wanting to date people, because I still want to. And I try to figure out all the ways, like, positively that I can, that I could have gained from the situation. So that's kind of what kept me going. But it doesn't make me, like, not want to date. There's probably other things that make me, like, not want to date other than that. But, yeah.
Thank you for sharing
no
that.
No problem.
Oh, my gosh. People need to hear that.
Yeah. No, people do need to hear that. And I think that it takes a really big person and a strong individual to get out, because the people have so many issues and, you know, they have so many issues and troubles of actually leaving the situation.
Yeah.
And I applaud you for seeing the signs and thinking, I have to get the fuck out of
this.
Because a lot of people can't.
I mean, he was so crazy. He was like picking wedding venues for real. Like, he had a wedding venue picked out, and I was like, I'm not marrying you, because he had like a lot of other stuff that was going on that I didn't want to get, like, but he was like, yeah, real crazy.
It's real. Yeah.
So do y'all think that, you know, if you're talking to somebody and, you know, you may see one of the signs and you've been talking to them for a long period of time and you don't think, I mean, and it's only been one sign that you've been seeing, like, you know, the whole time. I mean, do you think that's alarming? Do you think that even though it's only one sign, you should, like, stop talking to that person, or kind of just, oh, well, that's just, you know, one thing and, you know, he's never done anything else? I mean, do you think that that's something that somebody should still deal with or, you know, try to get out of?
I think it depends on the trend. I mean, I've had similar situations, and it's usually people that don't have shit going for themselves. Like, that's the thing. All of us sitting here have shit going on. We're all college graduates. We all are professional women and strong women. And men that are like that can sometimes be attracted to that, and latch on to that. And then, like you said, try to take control and break you down. And sometimes it's difficult to see. Like, in my situation, it was difficult to see, especially since I had just gotten out of a relationship. My self-esteem wasn't that high. And so for me, it was more like, oh, it's just attention. And so I'm like, okay, well, yeah, we can hang out every weekend. I never hung out with anybody else. I wouldn't hang out with my friends. And to me at that time, I'm like, well, I'm choosing to come to your house, or I'm choosing to hang out with you. And then it's like, okay, then things get physical. And okay, you gonna hit me, I'm gonna hit your ass back.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So, and so now we're fighting, and I'm like, okay, where is this? What is really going on?
Yeah.
And even within that, it happened more than once, and it happened more than once because I'm like, okay, I don't know if it was just that day.
Yeah, right.
Right. And if it,
like,
was,
were you just mad that day, like, and stuff just went a little bit too far, or is this, like, really you? Like, to the point where he tricked me into getting into my apartment one time, like, when my parents weren't home. Like, this was as I was a teenager. When my parents weren't home, came in and stole money from me. And, like, it was just a really bad situation. But he literally didn't have shit going on. Like, he was on house arrest. Like, it was just a situation that I shouldn't have even been in, but didn't know. Like, literally didn't know, because you end up being blinded, especially if you aren't in a super great place emotionally, or if, I don't know, or if you just want attention, or you just want company, and they just end up being that, but it just ends up being bad.
I was just gonna say, I think it should be something that you put on the front of your mind, because, see, what kept me going, even with, like, the first signs or whatever, was that he was super affectionate, always Now, I know with emotional abuse, there's like a lot of people putting you down and stuff like that. He never did that. He never said anything bad to me, never said anything bad about me, you know. So that's what, and I never had that before. So, but it still like triggered my mind, like something's not really right here. But, you know, I like the way that I feel when it's really, really high. So is this like, you know, like you said, is this something that is a problem or is it just like a one-time thing? You're going through something. But, yeah, I think it's something you should put in the front of your mind and don't ignore it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That or even like with that same guy, it ended up being body control in addition to that. Like it was, oh, you want to have sex all the time. And you want it the way that you want it. And you want me to do things that I never thought about doing. Right. So it was like, even that should have triggered me to be like, this ain't right. But being in that space I was in, I looked at that as affection too. Like, oh no, maybe you're just really attracted to me and this is just what it is. But no, that was like a whole different form of control.
No, it's and I mean, just hearing your different perspectives of it and what is all considered emotional abuse, like it can go, like you said, from like your body, your mind, like to controlling all of that. Like I don't feel like a lot of people really think of it like that, and it's like emotional, you know, emotional abuse and just like you know, physical abuse. I mean, a lot of, I mean, like with the words, I mean, I know that that was kind of like the main thing, but it can be more than that, like not just like, you know, what you're saying to me and whatever. And it's just interesting hearing that from you all and like the different ways that you all were like affected from it. And I was going to say, when you were talking about, you know, being like being physically abused, just saying like to women, there's no reason that you should accept that. I don't care if I don't care if he's having a bad day. I don't care about none of that. You should not accept that whatsoever. I mean, that's just a no. That's a no. Like, you know, I mean, I know some people, because I feel like a lot of victims feel, like you said, they blame themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, you know, maybe I just did something wrong today. You know, that was his only time doing it. And it's like, no, you shouldn't accept that at all. Not once, not twice, not ever.
Right. And I think people forget that physical abuse isn't him necessarily just hitting you. Right. Or a woman hitting a man.
Yeah.
Hitting, like, physically on your body. Like, physical abuse could also be, I have a family member who just blows up at, like, you're saying, like, an Instagram like or something crazy, and then goes into the closet and, like, pulls out, like, his wife's clothes and, like, throws them at her. That's still physical abuse. Or even if you're in a discussion, like, I had an ex-boyfriend who was much bigger than me, so I was, if we got in an argument, don't come up close to me because you're making me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it got to the point that we're in a heated argument, and then you punch the wall right beside my face.
Right.
And that's still physical abuse. Yeah. So sometimes definitely. You don't see it because you're like, oh, well, we just had to, you know, we had an argument, it got heated, it was whatever, it won't happen again. But no, that's physical abuse.
If you're bold enough to hit a damn wall on the side of my face, I know you're going to hit me in my face next time. That's, that's too much.
And then I think, too, to that same, same effect, like a lot of people who would maybe grow up in situations like that don't understand that that's not normal, or don't understand that it's not right, because they saw that with their parents or their parents and significant others, and they think that, oh, well, this is just normal, and it's not.
And that's the thing we even talked about. Like, I knew his family history growing up and everything. We had conversations about it. So I knew the root of the problem. Right. But I thought it was just based on, like, just, he's just insecure. And he would say, I'm insecure. Like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But so it is always coming from, it is always coming from a place. And the thing is, he didn't date women like me before. He dated, like, older women. And, you know, they're not going out and hanging out as much because they have kids, they have families. So I think I'm one of the first people that he dated who's still, like, you know, out. And, you know, he hated that I was in a sorority some days, but then some days he loved it. Like, yeah, it's real crazy. So.
Well, trying to find a transition here.
I don't think there is one.
I think it was definitely, it definitely needs to be discussed, because that's another topic, you know, like our mental health segment we had, it's just something that's not talked about.
Yeah, not at all.
It's serious.
Yeah. I think people think that it still don't go on or something. Yeah. Like, it still happens. It happens in all different forms.
Definitely.
In all different ways, especially with social media. That's just a whole nother form.
Oh, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. People, like, crazy is not media. Cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People think that, oh, crazy is cute. It's really not.
No,
like,
it's not.
Those videos of different, you know, Instagram comedians and all of their, you know, they have different videos about their girlfriends being crazy or stuff.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is not funny. It's not. Like, that's a real, you know, that's like a real thing.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, thanks for listening to that. Definitely, like Brittany will, like all of us have to say, if you... you know, are in situations like that, definitely find a friend to talk about that with and hopefully get out of those different situations. So now we're headed to Jen.
Okay, so on this week's beauty prescription, I want to talk about how much money we're spending on natural hair products. I am so guilty, so guilty of spending a lot of money on hair products, just because, I mean, you know, I have 4-type hair and my hair is, you know, kind of thick and kinky, and I feel like I've struggled finding, you know, different products to work right for me. And I think one thing that has to do with it, you know, is me being on Instagram and YouTube and watching a lot of videos and seeing different things that people use on their hair, which, I mean, it helps, but then again, I feel like it makes me want to go out and try this and that and this and that, and it's like, well, maybe I need to pump my brakes and slow down and not, you know, not try to go out and get the next product that somebody else is using, to actually take time to think, how can I save money? So I want to give you all 7 ways to save money on natural hair products. This is something that I had kind of started in the beginning, but I kind of stopped. It's keeping a hair journal. So just writing down, like, everything, every type of product that you've used, you know, how it made your hair feel, if it's something that you would use again, you know, or how it treated your hair, just so you're not buying more products that's not gonna, you know, help, or you're buying a product that you already have at home that you can probably just finish using that instead of buying, you know, something completely new. Have a swap party. I know.
Lord have mercy.
Trying to swap products with them, y'all. Bria talked about having a swap party. Okay, so have a swap party. So I know there's a lot of products that I have, you know, from just over the years that I used once and I didn't really like how it did my hair, and I still have. And I know that it's something that I'm not going to ever use again because I haven't used it in years. So if you find yourself in that predicament and you've used a lot of products, or you have a lot of products that you haven't used, you know, gather some of your natural hair friends or people who may be, you know, thinking about going natural, and they, well... you might want to get people who are already natural, because they're going to have products that you can swap with now. I think about it.
Right.
So you want to get the friends who got, you know, something to swap with. And just kind of, because, I mean, something that may not work for their hair, it'll probably work for yours, and then vice versa. The third thing is to try to buy sample products, mm-hmm. Or, you know, use sample products. So I know a lot of times, like, I'll get, like, a lot of magazines, like, I get magazines from people who used to live in my apartment and stuff like that, and I keep them because they're not gonna ever come back for them. So anyways, I'll have different sample products in there, or if I'm at like the beauty store, I'll see
like those dollar packs.
Yeah, and yeah. I know, I mean, I really like using Cream of Nature argan oil products, mm-hmm. and they have a lot of sample products that you can buy. So if you find yourself wanting to use a product and you're unsure about if it's gonna work, try the sample product. I mean, it'll allow you to save money also while knowing or finding out if that product will work for you. Number 4 is just stick to the basics. If all else fails, get products that, you know, that will allow you to do like a basic regimen. So you want to make sure that whatever you're using is going to cleanse, moisturize, and seal your hair. So if you have products that you're able to do those 3 things, then just stick to that. If you know what you have will let you do that, then you're pretty much good. Number 5, get products that are multi-purpose. you want to purchase products that can serve more than one purpose. And so if you're wanting to get a shampoo, maybe try getting a conditioning shampoo instead of buying the shampoo and conditioner by itself. Number six, make your own products. I've attempted to do this a few times. It definitely saves money. It definitely saves money. One thing that you can probably try using, I don't know if you want to do like a deep conditioner or a hot oil treatment. There's a different concoctions that you can put together to do that. And lastly, visit a dollar store. There are a lot of hidden gems at a dollar store that you probably wouldn't have thought would be there. I know one thing that I've learned is not necessarily spending a lot of money on conditioner, because you can, you know, buy like a inexpensive conditioner and then add stuff to it to make it do what you need it to do. And they also have different oils I've seen there. When it comes to like bobby pins, combs, you know, hair ties, and just different, you know, things like that that you need, I would definitely, go to a dollar store for those things. So those are just, you know, a few ways for you to save money on natural hair products. If there's something that you've done to save money that I didn't mention, please share. Because I know, I mean, I even struggle now with still saving money. So there's always something to learn.
Nice. Well, thanks, Jen. Definitely going to try some of those.
Yeah, those are some good ones.
Haven't gotten into making my own products.
I know, me neither. I'll be thinking about it, but I just ain't did it.
So, next we have Healthy Sisters.
Yes, ladies. So, for the Healthy Sisters segment today, I am going to go into benefits and the importance of eating breakfast. So, yes, I know that breakfast is a hit and miss meal with a lot of people, because I don't know how many people I talk to that say they do not eat breakfast. I personally don't see how, because breakfast is my favorite meal of the day, and I cannot even function if I don't eat anything from breakfast. Like, I don't understand it, but some people don't. But I just want to reiterate that eating breakfast is very, very important, and I just wanted to go over five benefits that can come from eating breakfast every day. One of them is it's just an energy boost to start the day. You know, everyone should start their day by, you know, eating and getting as many vitamins and nutrients as possible. So, you know, some good superfoods that are pretty, you know, easy. Eggs is one of them. That's a popular breakfast food. And you can obviously make eggs a whole bunch of different ways. So, you know, any way you can get it, that's a really good one. Any way you can get it. Fried, over easy, boiled, however you like them, and scrambled, whatever. Another one is obviously whole grains. Any type of bread, you know, cereal or oatmeal, anything like that for breakfast is always good. I'm a big fan of oatmeal.
Avocado
toast. Yes, and the toast, any kind of toast is good. But all of the, you know, those superfoods, you know, they're great sources of fiber, of course, and just essential for health, for a healthy heart, and can reduce, obviously, risks of heart attacks and heart disease and cancer and diabetes. Also, vitamin C. You know, orange juice, oranges, you know, they have a big intake of vitamin C. Try to get that every day is definitely good, even if it's a juice or just a solid fruit. Oranges, grapefruits, and apples are very common with vitamin C. Number two is just an overall metabolism boost. Eating breakfast just overall boosts your metabolism. And of course, you know, that's always something that I know I always talk about when it comes to people wanting to work on weight loss. You know, you obviously want to have a very high metabolism. And that's definitely something. So, you know, when you sleep, your metabolism does slow down. So basically the best way, and really the only way, to jumpstart your metabolism right is to eat a healthy breakfast. And also for number three, basically, it keeps you from overeating, because if you do wait, obviously, if you skip breakfast for lunch, you're like eating double, then, you know, at least it'll seem like that anyway. So basically, if you prolong the amount of time between dinner and your next meal of the day, it's natural that you will just end up eating more than what you should. So that's definitely, you know, something you don't want to make a habit. And I know that a lot of people who want to work on weight loss struggle with that, and they wonder why they're not losing weight. And it's just because you're not getting, you know, enough food, and you have to eat breakfast, you know, like you said, because from when you go to sleep after you eat dinner and then eating again into not eating again till lunch, that's a long time with no food. So
your body goes into starvation.
Exactly. Level. Exactly. Yep. And then number four, actually it helps lower your bad cholesterol. I know we talked about cholesterol a few episodes ago, but I think this is good, because if this is, if the LDL, your bad cholesterol, is something that you're struggling with, eating breakfast every morning can help lower it. Because basically, when you skip breakfast, you're creating a chain reaction with your body. And first, you slow down your metabolism. Second, your fat is stored longer in your body. And then you also have a higher tendency to overeat at your next meal, as we already discussed. And then lastly, you gain weight and your LDL cholesterol goes up. So that is another one. Then the last one is just eat breakfast to lose weight. Hey, all my people that's trying to lose weight, don't skip breakfast. Do not skip breakfast. You have to get it in. Yes, and it doesn't even have, like Aisha said, it doesn't even have to be a big meal. Even if it's just a piece of fruit or something, just something to get your day going, you just have to put something in your system in the morning.
Nuts.
Aisha needs damn nuts.
She's been talking about nuts. Talking about nuts
forever. Lord Jesus.
Girl, yeah, morning nuts.
Morning nuts. Oh my gosh. So yes, eating breakfast, that's one of the greatest benefits of eating breakfast in the morning, is so you can is because you can lose weight by doing so.
So basically, the best part is if even if you eat too much or have something a little unhealthy, you still have an entire day to make up for it. So eating breakfast every morning is literally the easiest way to lose weight and eat healthier. That's all I got.
Brittany, can you text me every morning? Because I still hate eating breakfast. I do coffee.
No, that's not
empty calories.
That's not breakfast.
Because I've been trying to lose weight, so you know, you think like, no, if I don't eat.
You should do then, like, well, what I do is I'll have on my way to work, or because you know I get up super early. I hate eating at 6 a.m. But I have to have something. So I do a protein shake, and then maybe like a banana, and then some oatmeal if I get a chance.
Lazy. I'm like, if I can just lay here 10 more minutes, I only need 30.
But you like fruit, don't you?
Oh, I love fruit, but just, it goes bad so quick.
But just take it with you.
Breakfast at work.
I always eat my breakfast at work. I never eat at home.
I don't eat at home.
I don't either. I be trying to wait.
Coffee,
right.
A lot of people.
Yes. I eat at work. Yeah, I eat my breakfast at work.
Even at my job, people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I made some last week. These egg white muffins.
Oh, that's
not. I'm going to do a recipe on my.
Can you just make us some next time we eat, please?
And they have veggies. I put like kale and bell pepper and then like mushrooms in some of them.
Please.
And then just top it with a little cheese.
Not that vegan cheese. Not the vegan. Make mine separate.
And you season them just like you would your regular eggs, and you put them like in muffin pans and bake them.
Yeah.
And then I put them in Ziploc bags. So I just grab them and heat them up at work.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Do like boiled eggs every now and then, like while I'm in the shower, I'll boil the eggs and then take them to go. But you know, that's just.
But see, and then then you don't like that. So see, you gotta make something flavorful.
Yeah, you got because and that'll get old like real quick.
Otherwise, you're gonna go back to this one. I don't eat breakfast.
I don't even like it.
This one I can sit down at IHOP or something.
IHOP.
No, you also want some pancakes.
Ooh, I do too.
I've been craving pancakes.
I'm telling y'all, I ate some pancakes every damn day.
With some crispy edges.
Crispy edges. Where you at, Brittany?
I feel like I got y'all.
Just give me some. Have a sleepover at your house.
I got y'all.
Well, thank you, healthy sisters. Those are some good benefits of eating breakfast. So
get your breakfast.
Get it in, as she said. So next we have the woosah segment. I don't really remember what I say for Woosa.
It's time to center your mind.
Yes.
Clear your thoughts.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes. Amen. So This week, I'm going to give you just a few quick tips on how to de-stress as we're moving in, like, to, you know, some of our listeners are younger listeners, or, you know, in high school, college, or, you know, you're just at a transition point. Spring is coming to an end soon, and we're going to move into summer. So that can bring along some stress and trying to transition. So some things that you can do to de-stress are obviously to stay positive. Try to find, you know, the greener grass on the other side of your situations, and just always try to find something positive in them. Of course, to meditate, and meditation comes in all forms. So definitely find some different ways to meditate that fit you. Like last night, I laid in bed, and Pandora, you can actually type in like ocean sounds radio, and I just laid there in the dark listening to the ocean for like an hour. Made me feel a lot better. Exercising. Definitely exercise. It releases those endorphins and helps you feel better. So you definitely want to try to get your exercise in. Also, sometimes you need to unplug, disconnect from the world, set your phone in a different room for a little bit. You know, literally don't answer any phone calls, don't answer any text messages. Maybe don't get on social for a few days, do a social media detox. Those are some things that can help you reduce your stress levels. And also, you know, you can have sex.
Those morning nuts.
That's the best one right there. Morning nuts. Yeah, that's the best one.
Oh, them the best my nuts. My
gosh. Shout out to Nikki. So. Oh, okay. All right. You're petty. Yeah, you know, you have sex a couple times during the week, you definitely feel a lot better.
Oh, you so. Do. That you do.
That's true. Because, you know, you I do. Get to be skipping. I feel like, you know, life is unstoppable. Again.
Yes.
Boy, I'm like, you know what? This
you
ain't
wake
that
up
bad.
Like, oh, I feel good. What's
yes, I'm a new person.
Today? Like, yes.
Life ain't that bad, girl.
Single sister friends. Don't
you know,
be having them
die. Single sister friends, you know, don't, well, Bri said don't be a thot. So, everyone has their own preferences. Some of you, you know, you might be getting it in. Do what you do. For those who aren't, you know, you can satisfy yourself.
Ain't that it?
Those
I was about
give,
to say, just look, y'all got fingers. That. Saying you don't have to have a penis.
Oh my goodness,
that's just
the shame. So yes, you know,
Tyra's down.
Y'all, I can't recover from the fingers. Whoa
there. So yeah, you know, we were all given the capabilities to satisfy ourselves. Yeah. Some naturally, some more superficially. So you can utilize what you need to, because having just those sessions with yourself can help you, you know, de-stress. Everyone has to come a long way sometimes.
Oh,
horrible choice of words. You did that on purpose. She meant
she did,
that
but
part.
It sounded Fun great. Intended. It sounded great though.
Into that one, so yeah, you'll be really woo-sighing after that. So hope you've enjoyed these tips and hope that you can check some off your list this week, especially if you're having a stressful one. Just pick a day and pick a thing and get to it.
Oh,
so now she announcements. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she announcements. Thanks for everyone who came out and joined us last week for our sister friend sip. We always love to hang out with our sister friends and you know, get to know them and have really good conversations. And we always look forward to having events like that. Also, if you haven't,
Be sure to submit some sister friend letters. You can definitely send those in. Some people hit us up via DM on Twitter. You know, I get those and I forward those on over to Brittany. But you can also write us at dearsisterfriend@thestrengthofshe.com. And remember, we don't say your name if you don't want us to. Just anything that we can share some knowledge with you guys. That's what we like to do. Also, if you didn't know, we have a shop, The Strength of She, on our website. If you go to thestrengthofshe.com, you can shop some of our apparel. We have really cool tees and crop tops, since, you know, it's about to be summer 17 out here. Even if you got to be high-waist shawty, you can still wear a crop top. And we have some cute ones, and we run sales pretty frequently, so you should go check out some of our She Shop stuff. Also, we do have a major event coming up in July that we are so excited about. We're partnering with some other local bloggers and influencers, like Classy Curlies, Curl Girl Fitness, Eclectic Curves, also Nashara, hopefully, from Blush. So we have a lot of amazing women that are going to come and you know, just drop some gems and knowledge all afternoon. It's going to be a day seminar on July 8th, and it is called Fearlessly She. So everything that comes along with being fearless in who you are and being confident in your beauty and in yourself, that's what we're going to dive into. So you can find that event on Eventbrite, but you can also find it on thestrengthofshe.com, at least some information about it. So hopefully we will see you guys there. And last but not least, we're going to take a little spring break here at Shenanigans. This was our 10th episode, so shout out to us.
Hey, the number 10.
Oh, Jenny. So we have really enjoyed Shenanigans so far. I think that it's brought us closer as a team. It's brought us closer to other people and just sharing our experiences and our opinions. And we thank you all for listening to us week after week. We're going to take just a little break because, you know, everyone needs those breaks to revamp. Like we talked about, some spring cleaning our creativity and take a look back at our previous episodes and some ways that we can improve. So, of course, as we always tell you, we're welcome to feedback. Also, if you have any topics that you want us to dive into once we come back, definitely let us know. But we will be back in June, so we won't be gone that long, but just enough to kind of reset ourselves. So thanks again for joining us. Anyone else have anything to add? Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, well, now we're going to head over to Jenny so she can wrap us up with She-spiration.
On this week's She-spiration, I want to leave you all with a quote, and it's actually from me, something that I came up with. And so it says, stay true to yourself, who you are, and what you stand for, even if that means you're standing alone. So I want to just leave that with you all, because sometimes I feel like people feel like they're pressured, you know, to be a certain way in order for people to accept them. And it's okay, you know, not to be like everybody else. It's okay to be different who you are. You don't need a lot of people backing you up in order for you to be you.
Yes. Thank you, Jen. And thank you all for allowing us to be ourselves and be filter-free here at Shenanigans. And we will be back in a few weeks. Same chicks, same day, same time.